Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
I got a quick little game here. Good idea or bad idea?
Oh, this will be interesting.
You ready, Patty?
Of course.
Yeah, you're ready. Bad idea or good idea? The folks that produce The Masked Singer are going to do The Masked Dancer. Good idea or bad idea, Patty?
I think it'll be fun.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people are enjoying the first one. Why not?
Brad, Masked Dancer. Good idea, bad idea?
Bad idea.
Really?
Bad idea.
Why? Because you're so dedicated to The Masked Singer.
Yeah, it's a show that just gives me nothing when I watch it, The Masked Singer. But I know it's fun, but how do you watch 10 episodes in a row of that?
You know, I watched The Masked Singer a couple episodes the first year.
Mm-hmm.
And the second year, it just didn't hit me.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
So you think it's a bad idea?
I'm going to go with a bad idea.
All right.
But Patty and I have been against each other all week creatively.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With movies and
well,
stuff like that.
Yes, yeah, that uncut
all right, so we got
thing.
Patty, good idea. Brad, bad idea. Sue,
bad idea. Scott.
Bad idea.
Okay.
How about this one? Fran Drescher's sitcom, The Nanny, is going to be a Broadway musical. I think you know how I feel about this. Patty, bad idea or good idea?
Annoying idea.
Brad?
Look.
The Nanny on Broadway, a musical.
No, I'm going to go good idea. Good. I'm going to be positive on this.
Well, the show.
Why do you choose this to be positive on?
The show ran 146 episodes. Hi, Sue.
Great idea. I love the show.
I can't see.
You know what? I loved it for the 22 minutes we would see it once a week when it ran.
Right.
I don't think I could sit through 2.5, 3 hours of it.
They probably want to use her irritating voice.
Well, of course they will.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of it.
That's the show, Scott.
That's the show. That's the only thing anybody remembers of the show.
Bad idea or good idea? Jimmy Kimmel will host a revival of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Patty?
You know what? I'm going to say good idea because I know that it's with celebrities and the money will go to charitable causes. So,
Brad?
Yeah, great idea. Fantastic idea.
You agree with me?
Yes.
Ooh.
And he's going to be great. He's going to drip every question in sarcasm.
Sue?
Love it.
Yeah, I like it too. So you get 4 yeas on that one. How about this one? An ABC primetime musical, Young Frankenstein. That's one of those live ones.
That is so cast dependent.
First time they did it, it was really good. And then it kind of went downhill from there.
They've had some other good ones, but that's so that show in particular, so cast dependent. I don't know.
Brad?
Bad idea. Jump the shark on the live musicals on television. There you go.
Bad.
Live. I'm going to go good idea.
Really?
Why?
Because,
he's a closet Frankenstein fan.
Yeah, I'm a big Mel Brooks fan. He's producing the thing, so I think that's got something. I think that's good. And finally, a Bachelor spinoff. Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart. It's already in production, April the 13th, so it makes no difference what
we
think.
What's the plot?
Well, it'll bridge The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. It's 20 single men and women, musicians, or people whose lives work or revolve around music. They're going to sing songs.
Wow.
Will John Mayer be on that?
It's like The Voice and meets The Bachelor.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe it's a competition, but what do you think, Patty?
Oof, Boy, I think it could be actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Again, it cast dependent, but I think it actually could be.
Just beat that horse. Yeah. That's what they're doing with The Bachelor.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think the time is actually run out.
Huh.
How about you, Sue?
If they keep the show to an hour instead of 2 hours like they do The Bachelor, I think it'll work.
All right. They get tested through challenges, live performances, and, of course, big names on the music business.
And what about love? Love.
I don't know. That's probably what they're going after anyway.
Yeah.
Bad idea, good idea. So I think everybody kind of split down the middle there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like to me, anyway. Yep. 7:56, big show on the radio. Coming up, we're going to go over last night's Jeopardy. Of course, you know who's going to help us do that.
Who's going to help us do that?
The cuckoo clock.
Right. Shannon in the morning and the big show.
Hello, I'm Fran Drescher.
On CBS FM.
Yeah, 2.5 hours of that. Okay. On Broadway.
Oh, my
no
God.
No escape.
Louis threw that in on me.
Will she sing like that too? Well, not her, but whoever. Is it a musical?
Stop the merry-go-round.
It's got to be a musical. It has to be a musical. She I love it.
How would you sing like that?
There's already one out there called Stump.
She won't go away. Yeah. She just won't go away. 8:33, kicking off the 2 hour, 2.5 hour commercial free music sweep starting at 9 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give you that $1,000 keyword too at 9 o'clock. You know, no matter where you go, there's dirt bags hiding.
Uh-oh.
Dirt bags everywhere. Kyle Rudolph is a great football player. He plays for the Minnesota Vikings. Number 82, he's a receiver.
Okay.
And he always wears these white gloves.
Is he a dirtbag?
No, he's not the dirtbag. He was in the locker room after the Vikings upset the Saints last week, big playoff game.
Okay.
And one of the guys in the media asked Kyle if he could have his playing gloves for a charity event so they could auction it off, right?
Right.
So he went ahead and he autographed them for the guy. Two days later, they showed up on eBay.
No.
Yep. $375.
Oh.
That's not... Why would you do that? That's not enough money to make yourself look like such a jerk.
Such a dirtbag.
And will they ever let him into a locker room again? No.
Well, they got to find out. He's got to... He probably knows who the guy is.
Right.
There's not that many people.
Yeah, you don't just walk in off the street.
No. Maybe he's not... Maybe he probably already told the guy off. I don't know. I just thought...
Maybe the money will go to the charity. Let's hope that's what it is.
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
no. It was a charity event that was taking place.
Oh, okay,
so
yeah.
I don't think. But anyway. It was,
right.
I just saw him. He talked about it on Twitter. And some guy tweeted to Kyle that he actually saw it on eBay and sent him a picture of it.
Oh.
So it was pretty funny.
Wow.
Last night, more great ratings for ABC TV.
Ooh.
What'd you say the line was the first night, John?
15.
What's number 15
one.
What?
15 share?
No, 15 was the rating.
Oh.
That's right. That was huge from and they held it for the hour.
I don't know what the difference between a rating and a share is.
Share is the percentage of the audience that's watching you. Rating is based on market size, so 15 in New York is huge.
Okay.
Just in New York. But it was pretty, it's pretty incredible. Some people don't care.
Right.
But other people do.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to stay awake last night, but I was pretty whipped. I think I lasted till about 8:20.
Wow, that's good for you.
I missed the Jerry Maguire question.
Uh-huh.
Did you have that one, my friend?
Did I have it? Yeah, I did. And by the way, it was 15 million people watched it on Tuesday night. It was the second highest rated show of the entire season.
Wow.
Of any entertainment program. The only one it's been higher for was the Golden Globes on Sunday. That's it. I mean, this is a monster hit right now.
A game show in prime time. He is Jason Block, the cuckoo clock. He's our game show expert. And I'm pretty happy that our boy made a big comeback last night.
Yeah, you know what? He had a great performance last night. Ken Jennings again proved what, he proved like a chip on the shoulder. And poor Brad, man. He's getting outclassed out there.
Yeah, he's just, you know what he is? I bet he wants to go home.
to his know, $5 million.
Well, you know, with almost $5 million, yeah, but two nights in a row, James Holzhauer now got a point last night, and now game three tonight, ABC, 8 o'clock. We'll see if one of the two players, if Ken or James goes up 2-1, or Brad will get on the board.
And no, then Brad's not going to wake up. But here's what I want to ask you. They tell you about the the results, and they use it in points. What's a conversion? If I missed it, I don't understand. I don't get the drift.
Well, in this particular case, you're not earning money. You're earning points.
But they show on TV when they're doing it. They show the money edge of it, the money side.
The money side is that if you win, you get $1 million. They're converting.
No, he's saying that on the screen, it's showing money.
Well, when did they announce?
It's not showing money. It's just showing points at the end. Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to show at home to see, oh, you need so much to bet to win the game, et cetera, et cetera.
So what's the conversion rate?
There is no conversion rate. There's zero.
You either win the night or you don't.
That's
correct.
It's like,
yeah.
It isn't.
Well, where did this thing they say 57,000 points and 82,000 points come from?
Because the points are just what you're earning as you're going on the board. You know, the first round is.
It's how they determine at the end of the show. The guy that has more points wins for the night.
Yes, because again, it's a two-game total point affair each night. And what happens is after game one, you hold the points. You hold the points in abeyance, and then you add that to the second point total,
I got it.
Lost me at points.
Yeah, they show the money, and how much is a dollar worth in points?
It's a one-to-one conversion, pretty much. That's what it is.
All right, thank you. I got it now.
Yeah.
So what happens tonight? Does Brad wake up, or is...
I would hope so, because as a guy who is the greatest game show contestant of all time, monetarily, has won almost $5 million and won like four tournaments, this is not a way to go out. It's sort of like he's playing like Tom Brady right now.
He's the Tom Brady of game show.
Right now,
players.
At the moment, yeah. But we'll see if he comes back to do this, because remember, you've got at least two more shows. What is it, tomorrow night and Friday? Tonight and tomorrow night.
Right.
At least. And if not, then they will roll into next week, because, again, it's a max of seven if it goes that far.
And the thing about it is they already, obviously they know, because it's pre-recorded.
Right.
That when they're going to have to put another show of some sort in there at 8 o'clock.
Right, exactly. So, again, there are very few people who actually know what happened, especially except the people in the audience. And from what I'm hearing, I'm not getting any spoilers from what
they're not doing any spoilers, so it's pretty much a secret.
Yeah, and we'll see. It's great, and I bet the ratings go even higher. I think it goes like 15-16 tonight, last night.
John Elliott will keep us posted. And
yes, I will.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Who will win the $1,000 today, Patty?
I have no idea. That's why it's a contest.
So listen this morning at 9 a.m. She'll give you today's $1,000 keyword. You just text it back at us at 20357 and then wait for the call from Race.
Yeah.
Telling you want $1,000. Now, Louis is one of the best dads that I know.
He is.
Yeah.
He really is.
One of the very best
so
dads.
So loving.
And now another adventure has begun at his house.
I'm getting pushed around a little bit now.
Uh-oh.
I'm a little too good of a dad.
Have they already become teenagers at the age of, five and three?
So, long story short, my son is in daycare, and he didn't go back to school
the couple of days after New Year's, mm-hmm. but everyone else did, the public schools, Alexandra, my
right,
wife.
Right.
So I was with him, and I took him out those 2 days, and we did a little father-son bonding. Yeah, Alexandra was upset that she didn't get one-on-one time.
With Daddy.
So
she
I'm punished.
Daddy time.
So yeah. How did she punish you?
So I have to go see Frozen Part 2 again for the second time in 2 weeks this weekend.
Don't give it away.
Wait, has she already seen it?
Yeah, we saw it 2 weeks ago.
It wasn't like you took him and not her.
No, she wants daddy time. So you said, well, what do you want to do with your dad?
I want to see Frozen 2 again.
I want to go to the mall. I want to get chocolate ice cream on a cone, and I want to see Frozen Part 2 again.
Your kids
well, at least
very,
it's not cats.
They're very specific about what they want to see, too, and right?
Yeah.
I need chocolate on a cone.
She's very she said I don't remember all the new people's names, so I need to see it again. So I want
to
go.
So wait a minute. Now you went to see Cats. Did you take the kids?
No,
to see
that? No. That was a date with Rosanna. It was horrible.
Wow. Yeah, because I knew you hated it. I thought that was pressured by kids, but that was not a kid movie.
She loved it on Broadway.
You got that mixed up with Sue over there. She loves Cats.
Yeah. I haven't seen the movie yet though.
Did you see what's going on with Cats?
Yeah.
It's turned into a joke. I guess you get high or
loaded. We were talking about that the other day. People are taking magic mushrooms. Washington Post interviewed a bunch of the people, and they were like, "This is the most incredible experience."
They say that's the only way to enjoy it.
Right. They're saying it's very surreal if you're on some other substance.
Enjoy it in quotation marks.
Yeah,
right.
Enjoy it, yeah.
Famed golf course designer Pete Dye has passed away at the age of 94.
Wow, 94.
And a famous Hollywood actor by the name of Ed Burns. Now, if you're one of our producers and under the age of 30, you might not remember him. Or under the age
I think
of
under
40,
the age of 60, you might
maybe
not remember.
Under the age of 50. He's 87 years old. He was, there would be no Fonz without Ed Burns because he played a guy called Kooky, which is,
what was the show? It was
77 Sunset Strip.
But he was also in Grease, so you might remember him from Grease.
He was in Grease.
Vince Fontaine in Grease. Yep.
Was it TV or the movie Grease?
No, the movie.
Grease, yeah. And he had one big hit record back in the late 50s. It was a horrible record. Yeah. It featured Connie Stevens, this lovely lady. She was called Cricket on her TV show. Listen, this was what even I, when I was like 12, I knew whatever I was, I knew this was a stupid song. He was always on the show. He's always had a comb and he was doing his hair.
I can see her probably swinging her little hips. When was that song?
Yeah.
It's great music.
Terrible
song. 1959. That was.
When was that show on TV? Connie Stevens from Brooklyn, New York.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, probably lived next door.
That's really bad.
When was that show on TV?
Back in the 50s, early 60s.
Oh, I didn't
maybe.
Know that. I thought it was even the 60s.
And she had another. I think she was in the original Hawaii Five-0. Am I right, John? Do you remember that?
I don't think Connie Stevens was.
What was she? Where was she at? She was Cricket on some show.
It was some cop show.
She's still around. She's still alive, too. And so anyway, there you go.
Yeah, she's 81.
81, yeah.
Yeah, she was Cricket Blake in Hawaiian Eye.
Oh, Hawaiian
there
Eye.
There you go. Oh.
Got
what was
up.
Hawaiian Eye?
Obviously.
I don't know.
Not as good as Hawaiian 5-0.
He was a moo-moo-wearing ophthalmologist.
Ooh. A moo-moo-wearing.
Hawaiian Eye.
738.
That's what he is.
She was
married to Eddie Fisher.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everybody was married to Eddie Fisher.
Yeah, I know.
From the $1,000 keyword for today, it's a CBS FM only radio contest. You can't win if you're out in Texas. You can't win if you're in Florida. Places like that's got to be in the tri-state
area. So the odds are better.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Perfect. Perfect.
I can't get a damn thing by you.
Well, you know, it's all statistics. I know how you love numbers.
Firefighters in China responded to a home to extract a 2-year-old toddler's head from inside a metal tea kettle. What kind of tea kettle is that?
Gee.
You got me on that. He was playing with the kettle last week. He stuck his head inside to look around, couldn't get it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Firefighters took about a half an hour to remove the kettle, and the boy was not seriously injured.
Ooh.
That's got to be a... Man, we have a tea kettle.
Yeah.
But you can't get your head in
it. No.
Not even a little baby. From our knuckleheads in the news department, Dateline, Mansfield, Ohio, two employees at the senior high school there fired after having sex in a classroom at the school. Several students reported seeing them going at it during a school day in November. It was apparently well known that the two of them, one a secretary, the other an intervention specialist, were in a relationship.
Ooh.
But, the superintendent says there was a total of 12 documented inappropriate incidents involving them. I wonder why it had to get to 12.
Yeah.
Why
not 8?
Yeah, that's kind of goofy. And how about this guy? He's a food delivery driver in Ocean County. He was lost on foot for about 5 hours while trying to drop off an order Wednesday evening. He parked his car along Wells Mills Road near Maury Place in Wareville of Ocean Township, started walking on a dirt trail to bring the dinner to a home that was set back from the road. But he got lost in the heavily wooded area for about 5 hours.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
And he called the police. Police, firefighters, and first aid squad showed up looking for him.
Did he eat the meal? I would have eaten the meal.
He was brought to a local hospital. He spent hours in cold, wet conditions.
Aw.
Gee.
How about that? He's a food delivery guy. That's a goofy little story. You know, what happened to his GPS?
Yeah.
And if you happen to be a Cincinnati Bengals football fan or a Cleveland Browns fan, very soon you can qualify for medical marijuana. Because
what?
You're so... Because... You are so concerned. There's 24 disorders, syndromes, and diseases coming from rooting for those two teams.
Wow, we could do the same for New York, right?
Well, they haven't had any. There's zero playoff wins since 1995.
Oh my!
That's the deal. That might be the problem there. But
yeah.
So if you are so upset about it, you'll qualify for medical marijuana.
Or just root for another team.
That's a good idea. Well, that's like Buffalo fans, man. They're true blue. Cleveland Brown fans would rather bitch about it all year than switch teams. They're staying loyal anyway. You got to give them that.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.